today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, are you ready to start the show?
Just 1 minute, Patrick. I've got something stuck in my teeth.
Oh, no. What is it?
It's just the kernel of something. Patrick, it is now February. Looking at the calendar here, it is February now, and here on Rockin' the Suburbs, I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
Usually, almost always, pretty much always, when the calendar changes, when we flip the page, we look back at the previous month and music that was released in that month. And before we do all that, let's just once again thank all the people who contributed to the January month-long series of looking back at the year 2021 and the music that was released in that year. So that was
thank you all.
That was wonderful. Great selections, really eclectic mix, and really appreciate it. And that was like a whole month's worth of shows. So
yeah, totally amazing. That. And anybody who's interested, if you don't already receive our weekly newsletter, email newsletter, go to suburbspod.com, click on newsletter, put your email address in. You can go there and see the archived issues of the newsletter, which contain the playlist of all those songs. So we have two amazing playlists we put out. One of the best songs and one of the best albums, which is something like 24 hours of music, right? Which is kind of incredible. Yeah.
It is. Just put that on and, I don't know, drink the day away. There you go. So so where are we here? So now we're into February, and so the first thing we're going to do is look back at January now, and it won't be a whole month of episodes, peoples. It'll just be like a week or a little bit over a week, but let's see. So we're going to start here. I'm going to go first today. You're going to go tomorrow, and then we got the interns, all right?
Perfect.
I'm going to pick three songs.
Oh, great.
From January. We'll do one of the songs as a play out. Okay, because I didn't find a lot of great like covers this month. I got one that we could play tomorrow if we want. But I'm gonna start us off here with a song, appropriate enough, called New Year. It came out in January, and it's called New Year, and the band is called No Win. And just take a listen to this. All right, there you go. That is No Win.
Great stuff.
The song is New Year, and what I really like about that is he talks in there about the being sort of like anti New Year's resolutions, like you know, like you don't need to, like something about, you know, you don't need to prove yourself to yourself or something like that, and then it ends with cut yourself a little slack, and I like that. I think that's actually a good message for the New Year. A lot of people are thinking like, hey, this is my time to turn things around. Get in shape and do better at work, and I don't know, just stop the day drinking and this guy's just basically like, you know, don't put so much pressure on yourself, you know, live your life, I guess, right? So
love that. Anyway, I think it's great, and really nice guitar sound, and gave me a little Whitney vibe, which is a very good thing, and I liked it a lot. Yep. Nice, fine.
So I don't know much about No Win. No Win is they're on Danger Bird Records. I'll tell you that. This is from an EP that will be out March 31st called Enhanced CD. That's the name of it, Enhanced CD. Nice. And No Win is basically like one of those, you know, band but not a band. It's more of a solo act kind of thing.
Okay.
The band name. Danny Nogueras in Los Angeles is the guy behind No Win. So like it. Yeah, it's, you know, you said I like the that guitar sounds kind of cool, and it's very sort of, I don't know, kind of 90s alternative and kind of quirky and, you know. Anyway, I liked it. It was nice. Kind of a neat song. All right.
Yeah, instantly likable too, which is great. So that's very cool. Yeah, I've got them bookmarked here on Bandcamp. Nice. Yeah. Really nice one.
Okay. Next up, this is a band a lot of people probably know. Band of Horses has a new album coming out, and this is an advanced single, and man, just wait till you hear this. All right. All right, there you go. That's Band of Horses. The song is Lights.
Nice.
And it's super like power poppy, right? I mean, that could be like Matthew Sweet or something, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I love is it Ben Bridwell? Ben Bridwell's voice, the lead singer, and really nice the way it pairs up with that musical setting there. That's interesting. I mean, they definitely are capable of working in some different styles, but that one seemed to really fit them. Yeah, like a glove. So that was really cool. I tell you, if it was a blind listening test, I mean, other than his voice, I wouldn't have guessed it was Band of Horses. But yeah, definitely.
Right. Yeah, they're a little more, they're usually a little more sort of earthy kind of sounding, right?
And, I would definitely say,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's cool. That's exciting. I wonder, is that on an upcoming album?
An upcoming album. So I don't know what all the album is going to sound like. The album is called Things Are Great, and it comes out March 4th. And that particular song I read about, there's a whole like story. There's real life and some little, you know, not serious little mishaps or something like that. But basically what it's about is the differences between what goes on when lights are off versus when lights are on, basically is it, you know, the different, you know, when people are doing things that maybe they shouldn't when, you know, nobody can see, right?
That's right. Yeah. So. Well, I'll tell you, if I think about a certain situation with the lights on and the lights off, I often get two different answers. So that's a really interesting concept.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Okay. So as I mentioned, I have a playout song here. I'll set that up in just a minute. Tomorrow you have your picks.
Yep.
And people want to listen every day, I think. And also,
yes.
Listen, when you get done with the podcast listening, you know, that should probably be the first thing you do in the morning when you get up.
Yeah.
Before you even brush your teeth or anything, you know.
That's right. Your car.
Like first, boom, hit the podcast button. But but then throughout the day, you can listen to Rockin' the Suburbs Radio. That's a new thing
Do.
Go to suburbsradio.com and there's like 24 hours of programming we're in the process of adding more live DJs, so a lot of it's kind of, you know, automated at this time with a bunch of cool music, but it's like full songs and music and cool DJs doing shows, right? So it's really fun.
It's super fun, and we've been also scheduling some replays of some interviews that we've done over the years, and those are really fun to go back and listen to. We were talking about the Matthew Sweet interview we did the other day, and
that's right.
Really cool, so you can hear stuff like that as well.
Yeah, that's been actually really fun to hear those old interviews because, you know, some of them are like a few years now, and we had completely forgotten. I was like, wow, we actually sounded like we know what we're talking about there. That's good, yeah. So, okay, all right, now, here's the playout song. It is, I want to ask you if you've ever heard of this guy called The Kernel, K-E-R-N-A-L, The Kernel.
No, that I'm familiar with a couple kernels, but not that one.
Okay, this was surprising to me, too. It feels like somebody I should have known about. He, he's apparently, I guess, pretty well known in Nashville, and he's... Let's see here. Let's see what I got here. He goes by The Kernel. His real name is Joe Garner. So here's the quick backstory. His father apparently played bass in the like house band at the Grand Ole Opry for 30 years. All right. So he grew up in this musical family, and after his father died, he found this, you know, going through his old belongings and everything, he found this red polyester suit, okay? And he started wearing the suit. And I don't know if this is when he became the Kernel or he is the Kernel. I don't know. I think it was. I think this was he developed the Kernel persona. And he's released various records. This latest is called Listen to the Blood, which just came out in January. But apparently... through the process of wearing the red polyester suit and recording these various songs over the last like three records, I guess it was like a trilogy or something, it was very cathartic, and now he's ready to retire the red polyester suit. He feels better now. So there's a whole thing here. You go check it out, The Kernel. He's on Single Lock Records, and the music is sort of described as cosmic country, which I think we like. So I just thought this would be a good playout song, a good way to like sort of end the show.
Sounds,
you know,
great.
We're all going to feel a little bit better listening to this. So the song is called Long Cool Finger. All right?
Okay.
All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Did about 20 minutes of research for this, Patrick. So,
ooh,
yeah,
I'm looking forward to a detail packed show.
That's like 100% more than I normally do. Okay.